Thanks for listening. But did you know your support helps make this service possible? Make a contribution now of any amount at prairiehome.org. And thank you.
A Prairie Home Companion is supported by Multigrain Cheerios. Every bowl of lightly sweetened O's has 110 calories and 100% daily value of 10 vitamins and minerals. Multigrain Cheerios. Cut calories and keep nutrition.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown. Weather's gotten warm. Whole flocks of robins arrived on St. Patrick's Day. The owls are nesting. The mallards are mating as well. Maple syruping has begun in Lake Wobegon. And all of the fish houses are off the lake, except for that enormous one that Mr. Detmer's cousin had put up. He's down in Chicago. He's never used it this season. And that's an enormous 15-ton fish house sitting out there in the middle of the lake, and there's a satellite dish and an enormous flat-screen TV. You can see it through the picture window. You can see the screensaver on this six-foot high-definition TV, and it's got fish swimming back and forth on the screensaver. It is so heavy out there that during the January thaw, it kind of sank down into the lake a little bit, and they made calls and they left messages on his voicemail in Chicago telling him that your fish house is sinking. And do you want us to drag it in off the ice? And no response. And so there it is. And now there's open water not too far away from it, so nobody's going to go out there and rescue it. Men just stand on shore and look out at that 40-foot bright green fish house with the fish swimming back and forth on the screensaver on the big flat screen high definition TV. Not far from it is the purple Pontiac for the Guess the Ice Melt contest that the Sons of Canute put on every year. You pay $1 a guess to guess when it goes through the ice, and the winner gets a garden tractor. And the profits all go to the Shining Star Scholarship Fund, which sends some bright young person off to college. Not that college is a great investment for our town. It's not, because all these bright young people go away and they never come back. They get too much education, and they go into that black hole of self-consciousness of the overeducated. But we still... We do it, you know, we just do it on principle or something. The load limits are in effect on the county roads, 5 tons per axle, because the ground is soft. But of course, north and west of town, out in the dairy farms, the milk haulers are still hauling no matter what, and the sheriff understands that. You know, the milk has got to go out when it's got to go out. And that's why sheriff is an elective position. So that they understand that strict enforcement of the law would kill us, and we need discretion at all times. This big snow melt in town left a foot of water in the basement of the Chatterbox Cafe, and that was a subject of conversation, of course, because the smell was rather strong. They had to call a truck out from St. Cloud to pump out all the water and also to apply a powerful fungicide to the basement, and so there was that chemical smell that permeated everything, including the scrambled eggs and the sausage and the toast and the coffee. And Lyle Jansky, the old biology teacher, was telling about an article that he'd read in the paper that said that there is an airborne fungus that when you breathe it, it causes memory loss, and you can't remember. Suddenly you can't remember what happened last week. He told about this, and then everybody was very quiet, trying to remember last week. The harder you try to remember something, the more it recedes. You may remember that from high school when you took algebra tests. Memory cannot be subpoenaed. It has to come of its own volition. It just comes. Something brings it back. I sat in the Chatterbox Cafe, and I drank my coffee and I ate some burnt toast. And just the smell of burnt toast brought back a flood of memories of when I was a child and breakfast in that cold, cold house in the morning. My father believed that if you couldn't see your breath, you were wasting fuel. So we sat and exhaled clouds of breath as we ate the burnt toast and the terrible hot cereal, the hot shredded Ralston. It was a cold, cold house, and heat did not rise in that house. This all came back to me just from the smell of burnt toast. I remembered going up to bed, up those steep stairs, up to that gray linoleum attic, and getting into bed, sometimes wearing all of your clothes. You didn't even think about taking a shower before you went. You just couldn't do it. You just crawled into bed in your long underwear, and you lay in this frozen bed, feeling like a haddock that had crawling into its package. There just wasn't even a thought of bedwetting back then. You just didn't even consider it. You lay there in your little trench and you just tried to get it warm and rolling from side to side. And by the time you got it warm, it was time to get up and go to school, because school was never, ever canceled. We listened to school closings on WCCO and it just never came around. The school closings were all in Iowa, all in South Dakota. They were all in Wisconsin. Once you start canceling school in Minnesota, where would you stop? So we put on our heavy, heavy clothing. This was back before lightweight thermal wear. So we just wore layers and layers of woolens and sweaters and sweatshirts and corduroys. Back then you kept warm by the exertion of carrying your clothing. Little 80-pound kid would carry 45 pounds of clothing. Little Sherpa going out the door across the wind crusted. So all came back. Just the smell of burnt toast brought it all back to me. Meanwhile, people were looking out at this fish house. Detmer's cousin. He's in investment banking down in Chicago, and evidently he had a lot of money. This thing has a combustible toilet inside it, which may be one reason why it sank so low. In the ice, there's heat going on, and there's a furnace in there. The thermostat is kept low, but nonetheless, it's creating heat, and that's why it's canted at that strange angle. A whole kind of volunteer committee of men stood along the shore thinking about what could be done about that. Save that flat-screen TV. They say that this cost him $250,000, this thing. This is a similar structure to what they use in Antarctica. And he's got wonderful, and a wine cellar in there. He's expensive wine, the flat screen TV, and the fish on the screensaver going back and forth in a furnace out there. And the satellite dish that gets 300 channels of cable TV and wireless internet and all the rest. And they thought, you know, we could shoot a line across the lake. And we'd have Clint go over to the other side with the wrecker. And we would shoot a line over that then we could tow a rope across the ice. And then that rope could tow a chain across the ice. And we could attach the chain to an inflatable raft. And three of us would get in the raft. And we would be towed by the winch across the ice in the inflatable raft. And we'd go up to Detmer's cousin's fish house, and we'd stuff it full of inflatable rafts to keep it from sinking. And we'd get the flat screen TV out of there with the fish swimming back and forth on the screensaver. And this could work. Well, they discussed this for a while and were curious who would own this. Who would have the rights to all of this electronic gear if we rescue it? I mean, it's not on land, so doesn't that mean it belongs to the municipality? Well, Clint used to be mayor. They took it up with him, and they discussed this back and forth, and how would they split up the reward? And they called Detmer's cousin down in Chicago, left a message on his voicemail asking if he wanted them to try to rescue his $250,000 bright green fish house, 40-foot long fish house with a satellite dish and the flat screen TV with the fish going back on the screensaver. Well, then they heard this big crack on the ice, and the thing sank about 3 feet on the eastern end. And now they knew they didn't have time to do what they were going to do. They were talking about getting a rocket and attaching a fish line to it and shooting it across the lakes to pull the rope across, to pull the chain across, to pull the inflatable raft across, but they don't have an inflatable raft. So they got Wally's pontoon boat and dragged that down to the edge of the lake, and they thought that they would just somehow get that fish line. They would cast the fish line. They would cast it across, and then they would have the other end of the fish line, and they would tow a length of twine across, and then the twine would be attached to the rope, and the rope would be attached to the chain, and the chain would tow the pontoon boat with four volunteers aboard it, and they would drag it up, not right up next to the fish house, but they would sort of loop around it and then close the loop, and then they would try to ease it out of the hole it had sunk in. And they were just about to do that when a whole V of Canada geese came flying in from the south. And one after another, they landed on the roof of that $250,000 fish house, green. One after another, they landed, and it was the 45th goose who landed on it that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And they saw it plunge into the lake, and a great roar of the ice breaking as it slid down, and they could see the explosion inside of the flat screen TV, and the LP gas went up, and big bubbles rose from the water when it finally sank, and then there were deep underwater explosions, and it just bubbled up, it just boiled up. Clint Bunsen got the whole thing on his video camera. And they showed it at the Chatterbox Cafe, and they showed it down at the Chili Supper fundraiser at the Sons of Canute Lodge, and they showed it at the town council meeting on Wednesday night, and they took it down to school, and the kids saw it down at school. They just showed it over and over and over again, the $250,000 fish house going down through the ice. The Pontiac is still there, but the sinking of the $250,000 fish house and everything that was in it. They watched it again and again and again. It's pretty memorable, pretty memorable. And so someday when you're drinking a drink, when you're looking down at the ice in your whiskey and soda, or if you put a bicarbonate of soda into a glass of water and you watch it bubble up, you will remember this. This will come back to you, the sinking of the fish house, one of those enormous, enormous events that made no difference whatsoever to anybody. It was just fascinating in and of itself. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, all the children are above average.
A Prairie Home Companion is supported by Multigrain Cheerios. Every bowl of lightly sweetened O's has 110 calories and 100% daily value of 10 vitamins and minerals. Multigrain Cheerios, cut calories and keep nutrition.